All right. Good morning. Hey, we're going to get rolling here, guys, and just going to keep trucking down the same path about optimizing, making things happen. And, you know, we got so many good things going on, and we're going to continue to make it better. And so this morning, I'm going to roll out. I'm going to keep going down the path that I've been going with optimizing and the mindset of optimizing and all this kind of stuff. I had, you know, this weekend I had a chance, Dave Deal had a big group. I did a Saturday morning, talked about it, you know, the same kind of stuff, because what happens is, and what about Daniel Alonzo Sunday night? I mean, we just keep getting better all the time. And that's the thing that you got to always be thinking about. You know, why wouldn't you get bigger? Why wouldn't you do more? Why wouldn't you optimize, you know, everything you're doing and just keep getting better? And so today we're going to hit that up. I got some cool stuff. I'm going to kind of do a, you know, as Tom Hopkins says, always do a brief recap, you know, bring people up to speed, that kind of deal. So I'm going to do that. And then once we get that happening, we're going to go to our panelists, get see what they have to say. We've got always got some good ideas there. So with that being said, hey, any ideas? You know, if you want to speak, if you're a $100,000 earner and we haven't heard from you, we want to hear from you, just like what Ed's doing with the millionaires. We want to hear from you. That's Kristen. She's in charge of that, doing a great job. I mean, I just look at all the how easy my life is right now when it comes to that, because I think we're booked out, I think through October or right about mid-October already, with all the different things we're doing. And we got our, of course, our prospect and 150 prospecting ideas that's coming up. So if you have an idea, send it to Sales Team Pro Ideas. You can always reach out to Lucas at support. Kristen, if you're a $100,000 earner and we haven't heard from you, we want to hear from you. So I'm going to repeat this. What happens to Sales Team Pro when they transit, when we transition? We don't know when that's going to happen, but don't worry about it, all right? Because in our agreement, we've got, you're going to be given three choices with your data. One is you can say, Sales Team Pro, merge it to Primerica. It'll be done through programming. You don't have to do anything. It's one day you'll be using the RMC. The next one is you can tell Sales Team Pro to send you Excel, all of your stuff. You don't have to worry about it. Do whatever you want to do with it. The third one is if you do nothing, there'll be a period of time where Sales Team Pro data will be, it'll be deleted from the system. Anyway, with that, Labor Day, we're still rocking. Sunday night fundamentals, Monday night intro to money, Monday night join the team. And why do I say this, that we're still rocking? Because for some of you, Labor Day is a holiday, all right? For some of you, if you're like me, it was a Labor Day. I was out there making it happen. I was maximizing things. When I was building my base shop, I was running contests for anybody that did business over the weekend. I was doing special meetings. I was like, you know, most people don't, you know, are taking off. We don't take off, you know, because I was building during that time. And so here's what you ought to do. You ought to make sure that your team is on the fundamentals, keep them in the habit, make sure you're on there. We'll have something great Sunday night, Monday night. You got the intro and Kristen's going to be putting all this. I'm going to give you a sneak peek on it. It's going to be a rerun on Sunday night and it's going to be a rerun on Monday night. How about that? So we'll figure out who we're going to put on there. Maybe I'll do the intro to money on Monday night. What do you think, Kristen? Maybe I could do that. But anyway, so the point being is, get your people. You should be talking to them. Say, hey, do something. Let's make Sunday, you know, Sunday night effective. Don't slow down. Keep rocking. That's how I always tell people. And get your people in there Monday night. We had a good. We've had every week. We're having, you know, last night I think we had like 40 something people on each one of them. Things are still rocking, and it's the easiest, quickest way to be able to get things going like that. September schedule, we've got next on the 12th, we've got the 150 prospecting ideas. I'm telling you, what we're doing, we're breaking this down to recruiting, life sales, and security sales. And then each speaker is going to have lightning round. We're going to have the lightning round to where they come in there and say, here's 10 ideas. here's idea number one, here's idea number two, here's idea number three. And they'll knock out 10 ideas in 15 minutes. And we've got so many great speakers for doing that. Ed's got Sunday night coming up on the Millionaires Club. And let me see something real quick. I didn't get to read all Ed's deal. Okay. If you have any young millionaire, anybody, we want to send these over to Kristen, any of the people that you know that's made it. You know, I got guys that are my directs that have gone and saved $1 million. Okay. And, that have done things like that, you know, got their houses paid, all this kind of stuff. So anyway, so we'll be knocking that out every Monday and Thursday for all month. We automatically do the how money introduction to money. And will be automated. They get everything. We got Tuesday. We got Wednesday. We're working on a school teacher deal. Our Join the Team campaign is up on Spanish. Android is working. Steve, did you get any more info on Apple, on our app?
Yeah, actually I did. Apple is being a pain in the rear. They've changed their guidelines and all kinds of stuff. However, we are working with them to get a different distribution channel. They're being billionaire corporate people, so it's just right. we're back and forth daily. So
okay, so Apple, I mean, we've got the app now, we're just getting it approved through Apple. So anyway, we've got that kind of stuff happening. Okay, we're always innovating. Let me give you two things that we got happening right now that each of these you'll maybe see them toward the end of the week. If not, by next Tuesday, you will see them. We are always innovating, always optimizing. The first one is an explainer video to the intro to money. The second is a life insurance landing page. And so what we got, somebody needs to mute up. But anyhow, we got life explainer video, intro to money. And oh, who we got? Okay, who knows? But we've got the explainer video for the intro to money. What that is, and I'm going to just show you kind of a preview of it, and also the life insurance landing page. So client education, we put the best looking guy in the room up there right at the top, Mr. Dino.
And that's the best looking photo I've seen on Sales Team Pro.
I know. That's it. That is by far the very best. And so, guys, what we're doing, Lucas is working on this. And what's going to happen is, Lucas, how long are we going to end up with it? How long do you think it's going to end up being? Lucas, do I have Lucas up yet?
Sorry, yeah. Couldn't find my mute button. Probably about 2 minutes or maybe a little less.
Okay, so a couple minutes. And what it's going to do, it's going to say, hey, here's just a preview of all the things you're going to learn. And he's pulling stuff out of the classes, and you'll see things like this. It'll be rolling out in a very professional video. For many of you, you may or may not know, Lucas has been doing video editing for how long now, Lucas?
Oh, about 10, 11 years.
10 or 11 years. Been working with me for almost that, right?
How long? That's right. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, so we started back in, 2010, probably doing all types of video stuff. And Lucas can do all kinds of things with video. So we're going to have a cool video that will be part of the landing page. It will give somebody an idea. Hey, you're going to learn all of these things that will allow you to get financial independent. You need to be on there, that kind of deal. So we're working on that. That's happening. And then the life insurance landing page looks like this. This is not the final thing, but we're looking, we're getting input, we're doing all this kind of stuff. It's been a combination of Bree and Lucas and Steve messing with this and me giving some ideas. And next thing you know, it's coming up, but it's going to be a landing page. It'll be another one that you can send out as a campaign. So let's say you want to send it out to your entire database. And I know one time I did a life insurance campaign, sent it out to 4,000 people. I had like 40 transactions that came as a result of it. Okay. Add-ons, stuff like that. So, you know, the idea behind it is you know, we're just gonna start with this. And then Tommy and I talked about it. What we're gonna do after we do this, we're gonna do some auto and home insurance landing pages. We're gonna do Vivint. We're gonna do all these different ones, which will give you another way to just reach out and make things happen. So we got that going on. So what you wanna do, and I'm gonna continue, brief recap. We always need to stay focused with, begin with the end in mind with this strategic objective, big picture thinking, always thinking about the dream. Okay, what would it be like to be in a position to where you never worried about money, to where you were doing all the things you want to do? Make decisions not based on money, because you've got the money coming in, you got the recurring income coming in, and then you e-myth it to where it becomes less and less dependent on you. So one day you wake up and you have this stream of income coming in. It was like my son, we moved my office yesterday, and I had to go through a bunch. We've been moving it over the last few weeks. So my son was, we had some of this at a storage unit, and no, I didn't move all of it. Okay. But I did have to go through and look at some stuff. And, but anyway, the point being is my son, we were at the storage unit. He says, Dad, why don't you buy some storage units? He said, isn't that like a great cash, you know, kind of like investment, you know, people just pay. I said, well, Harry, I said, you know, I hear people say that all the time. I said, but here's what you got. You got to put a big investment in it. You got to have somebody in there managing it. Okay, then you got to hope the neighborhood doesn't go down the tubes where nobody wants to be there. Then you're in trouble, okay? I like $99 IBAs better, because that is one of those things that all I have to do is recruit somebody. I put no investment of money into it. And then if they produce, I get paid, some of which have been with me 15, 20, 25 years producing. And it's a very high return, low capital, okay, just some time. And if you get your system running like we got with Sales Team Pro, I mean, we've had training every Sunday night, all right? Guys, I have not been on Sunday night training in, I don't know, 3 months, something like that. We got Monday night. You know, I put the front end effort in. I haven't been doing Monday nights anymore. I do Tuesdays. I'm going to do some more, you know, once a month. Okay. We have our kickoff and I invest 15 minutes. Okay. In my part on the program. All right. And I mean, we got real estate on Wednesday. I've done two of those. Okay. Put some time in. So what happens is when you e-method and you put it in, and for many of you right now, if you're not, you know, we've got $100,000 earners. If you're a new $100,000, we want to know about you. We want to put you on there. But the fact of the matter is this, if you're not making $100,000 yet, your effort on this system is nothing but being a user of the system. So the idea is, what if you just plug in and have big picture thinking, have a dream, and then we e-myth it? And that's what we're doing. We're e-mything it. We're documenting it. We got a system that runs and it continues to run and it doesn't stop. You know, one of the things that people do is they stop doing what works. Well, we're not stopping. We're just adding and continuing. And so that's the mindset when you start doing this. And then you go in and you say, okay, how can I max out everything I do? Okay, how can I optimize every area from the whole system, from your marketing, your prospecting, everything you do, and then you max it out again by getting your team engaged, walking in the same direction, okay, saying the same things, and you're optimizing all the time, communicating, you're getting going. So that was the whole idea of bringing technology in to complement everything you do and make a better way. Everything's a better way. Prospect, set a point, sell, recruit, retain, communicate, follow up, make it happen, right? With the goal is that income occurs, right? With very little effort. You know, I start thinking about my income that comes in, very little effort, very little overhead. I think I'm at 687 in the last 12 months. And I put very little effort, very little, work into that, because it just kind of goes. Okay. And this is without a base shop, by the way. Okay. This is just strictly no base shop. Hadn't had a base shop. Don't plan on having a base shop anytime soon. Okay. But with very little effort, it occurs. Okay. Then you got, You got time and money and freedom. You know, I played 80 rounds of golf in the last 12 months. I look at my handicap. I'm like, I'm doing pretty good. Scratch golfer. That's what I want. I got plenty of money to do what I want to do. If I want to, anything I want to do, I get to do. That's why I do this. I want a system that runs without me. And that's what we want, something that goes on. And we want to make money while we sleep. We want money to be rolling in all the time while we're sleeping, while we're awake, over the weekend, over the holiday, all that kind of stuff. And so we optimize to do that. We want to make the best or most effective use of any opportunity, resource, situation, whatever it may be. What's a situation? Well, they give you an objection. Okay, when you're in this situation, what do I say? How would I optimize it? Or how would I best optimize the opportunity that I'm using, or a resource? I've got people, I've got technology, I've got different things that I are my resources, my money. Okay. You know, I just got through shutting my office down. Guys, I'm using Zoom. I was paying $4,000 a month. All right. Last night ended that. Okay. And I've got like a $300 a month place to go meet customers. I got a customer coming today. Get this. I have a customer today that I met in 1986, set a $25 a month mutual fund up, sold him life insurance, 1986. We're meeting today. He is 70 years old. He worked all the way to 70 because I told him to. He started getting his Social Security when he's 66. We've saved 100% of that, maxed out his IRAs, done all that. 800,000 right now. 800,000. He called me up. He said, I did exactly what you said. I worked 5 more years. And guess what? I'm quitting. I'm meeting him for lunch today at my country club. I'm buying him lunch, him and his wife. He's got a little bit more money left that we're going to roll over. But how about that? All right. Isn't that exciting? That's what happens. So you have the ability to go make things work for people, to make as perfect, effective, and or as functional as possible. You rearrange it, you rewrite it to improve efficiency. That's what it is. So we talked about, you know, the four areas. We obviously increase more customers, increase the transaction, increase the frequency, and then get more out of the back end. Okay. The back end money. Let me give you an example. Okay, guys, a $10,000 investment pays you $1.25 a month as an RVP in recurring income. You say, well, hold on, $10,000 pays me $1.25. All right. So if it doubles in value, then it would pay you $2.50. And you say, hold on, if it goes up 10 times, now you're at 100, it's paying me what? $12.50 a month. And at a million, it's $125 a month. All right. But you realize that the person that started with $25 a month now has got $800,000. I've been paid on all that. So we want to make the idea is to get more out of the people. You know, Arlie said, you know, make $100,000. Okay. If you create a customer to their FIN number, I imagine, I don't know what I've made off this guy, but I guarantee you it's much less than what he's made off of being involved. So then we start increasing the number of clients. We leverage referrals. You know, you get that $50 a month deal, and the next thing you know, they become $1 million investment. You know, risk reversal. I talked to you about that last week. You get other people that host you, and it's a beneficiary kind of relationship where they let you speak, advertising, direct mail, text, telemarketing, running special events, targeting new markets. I went through this whole thing, you know, increasing the price or entry point, meaning, hey, $500,000 or more. Okay, I'll meet with you. Then you got the little one down at the bottom. You get a list. We used to do that where you could drop in on married with kids, defining your a unique selling proposition, increase perceived value because of education. That's what we do. PR. I mean, I can go on and on, get Tom Hawkins, sell skills. You got more things, qualify the leads, make irresistible offers, which I mean, you know, I talked to you about, you know, not only did you keep the FNA, right, kind of deal, communicating more to get more referrals, delivering higher than expected service, highlighting reasons. Hey, what if you went in there and decided right now when you're going to give somebody 10 reasons they should do this as an extra spare time business. What if you were to write it out right now and say, here's 10 reasons you should do this. All right. So we're raising our value proposition, and it's that, and we're comparing it to $99. Okay. I mean, don't you believe that it would be more valuable to invest $99 in getting licensed so you're on the inside rather than the outside of financial services and understand it? Don't you think it'd be more important to do that? Take a little of your spare time and do that rather than buying a new pair of Nikes, right? Make sense? So you highlight the reasons why, list 10 reasons why they should own life insurance compared to not 10 reasons. All right, so you better highlight reasons why those things. Guys, I've done that stuff many times. Then you increase the average transaction, train your team to upsell, cross-sell. By the way, you want to go ahead and term insurance to this $100,000 investment. This is what it would run you, and it's this. You want to go ahead and add that in, yeah. Kind of like the Biggie Fries, use point-of-sale promotions. That's the same kind of thing. Hey, do you want to upgrade? Do you want to go ahead and add on? Did you know we do this? All right, bundling complimentary services, buy term, invest the difference, buy term, invest the difference. You don't want to just have something if you die. You got to have something if you live. Doing that, changing profile to be more upmarket. You can also do that to be more down market, depending on the market. If you want to meet with older people, you want to be, hey, why wouldn't you try to get in the upmarket? Ben Shepherd talked about that, where you got people with money, you know, to where you go out there and you make, like I did last Monday, $32,000 on one transaction. I mean, that's good, right? That's what we want. But then on the other hand, I got one tomorrow that it's got $18,000 to roll over and wants to put in, you know, a 33 years old, young, getting started, that kind of thing. Offer large units. I'll never forget one time I had a guy come in. This is a long time ago. He ended up becoming one of my good friends. We bought Titan season tickets together. He showed up and is a young guy. He's probably his early 30s. And he was talking smack and all that kind of stuff. He had one child at the same age as mine and the whole deal. And I was making about $400 at the time. And he started telling me, talking all this stuff, all this money he's making. And I'm like, all right. I said, well, dude, you're about my age. Okay. We got one kid about the same age. I said, why don't you just do what I do? You want me to show you what I do? And he said, yeah. He said, that's fine. I said, well, I put $5,000 a month into my retirement plans and other investments. I also put $1,000 a month into my daughter's college education fund. And I've got $2.5 million of life insurance doing all that. I said, and that run, I'll give you the price on it. I said, you want to just do what I'm doing? And guess what the guy said? Sure, just go ahead and do it. And I was like, I was checking him out. All right. And he did it. And he started investing, you know, $5,000 a month with me. You know, I'd never had a $5,000 PAC, but I thought he was full of crap. And then we went and bought 10 Titans tickets each. All right. And I'm like, yeah, his name is GE, General. Okay. That's what I call him, the General. All right. So then you increase the transaction value, back in line, return to your clients with, you know, Tommy's done a good job on that with Wills and communicate personally, pick the phone up, endorsements, get other people to endorse you. All right. Running special events for larger or high value clients. Think about all these things. You want to get bigger. I mean, what's a special event? Okay. You know, we're doing this even on Sunday night, you know, million, you gotta be a millionaire to speak on Ed's program. How about that? All right. So what about you do the same thing with your customers? All right. So then we increase the frequency. We talk about that, back in line to go and return to, communicate personally. Is this do again, old school, you might do some drop bys. All right. Drop by mail. I was telling you about, you know, just door to door, what these guys are doing it with Vivid, social media there. How about that? Now we're getting the residual value. So customer service value add. We got so many things, guys. Retention, keeping your customers, doing business with all their family members, having a family workshop, bringing them in. This customer today, he's brought in all his kids, family workshop, more referrals, be the go-to money person, meaning, hey, this is the only business card you would ever need is mine when it comes to money. All right. You know, I've got referrals to where, you know, people, if they need, they say, who I need a CPA. Well, I got a guy that I use. You're welcome to talk to him. And that the guy knows who I am, that kind of thing. All right. I've got an accountant. I got a lawyer. I got all these kind of things going on. So the go-to money person. All right. So now let's talk about it. So we reviewed, did a little bit, all that kind of stuff. Now let's talk about optimize and grow exponentially. So I'm gonna give you some ideas. Change your marketing. So one of the things that people avoid, they avoid changing. All right. I love change. I love to change things that are not working. I love to, and I try to focus myself on the things that are working and then try to optimize them. All right. So change your marketing. The question is, what are you doing to market yourself? Are you sitting there just doing what everybody else does? That's why you get what everybody else gets. Change your business model. In other words, you know, I've been talking about this to you guys that maybe we need to have a never mention $99. All right. That's what it cost. What the investment is, get started with us, but maybe we just need to talk about $1,500, because, you know, there's been plenty of studies that the same product, they can sell it for $7.99, but they can't sell it for $1.99 because people don't perceive the value because the price is too low. So maybe we need to change our business model occasionally. Maybe we need to talk to people. Maybe you ought to try out explaining to somebody it's $1,500 to get your licenses. Okay. I mean, would that be something that you could pull off? Okay. If we were to get together on this, do you see the value in that? And then when you bring it down to 99, when they sign up, say, look, now we got a way that you can do it just for the price, you know, of the background check, and we'll pay the rest. Change your spend. Are you spending money on things? I spent money for years on, I always said this, I had 1 month, I had 90 different people in my base shop make only one life sale. How about that? 90 different people make only one life sale. You know why they made one life sale? Because that's one more than somebody that was dead. A dead man or a dead woman can't do that. But if you're alive, surely you can do one transaction. And if you do one transaction, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take you to dinner in next Tuesday night. If you do one transaction, we're going to give you this t-shirt. If you do one transaction, we're going to put you on your name on the plaque when we had our record month. All right. But we're gonna do that. So are you spending money to make money? That's the question. Are you changing your relationships? Who you hanging out with? Who you developing relationships with? Who are you building relationships with? Those are people that you need to maximize and make sure that the people you're hanging out with are the type of people that can allow you to grow. If you want to build your business, change your distribution channels, change your markets. You know, one of the things that I want to do is I want to totally, you know, roll through all of these specific markets, right? Hey, I mean, we've been talking about small businesses. We got some ideas on, you know, going into a small business and get the small business to push us to their customer. Okay. You've got the young market, the old market. You got people you could just target and do nothing else, but find people that have kids that you want to target, college plans, all these little distribution channels, change your products and services. Maybe you want to lead with something different. Maybe you want to change something. All these different things, you got all these areas. You realize we got things we're not using. All right. So change your process, procedures, your systems, everything. How do you process? How do you prospect? How do you do all that kind of stuff? So these are things, and then you create new ideas. Those are the things that you do if you want to max out and get this thing going. So I've got a couple more things I want to do. I'll see how my time is. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get into this. So anyway, this is something that I think you guys will really, this helped me. What I'm getting ready to do now is I'm going to give you what has helped me more than probably anything that I've done. Okay. When I first got involved, you know, first started reading about marketing, Jay Abraham, I told you all about that. You know, he used the idea of you're standing out on the end of the diving board. Okay. And you are bouncing. And the problem is you're about to fall off because it's so unstable. And that's your one system, which for most people is warm market. Okay. And so what, you know, that's your one system. It's, and you're not optimizing the warm market, you're not really doing it. So then what ends up happening is you have a dry spell and your business goes away. And what he talked about was you need to build pillars of income, kind of like the Parthenon. And in the Parthenon, if you look, I don't know if you can see on here really, but it goes through and it says, you know, referrals, host beneficiary, innovation, advertising, direct mail, mail order, you know, trade shows. And he goes through this whole thing with the goal of more customers, larger transactions, more frequent purchases. All right. So then what happens is you get a look. So I had a newspaper ad. I paid $500 a month for the newspaper ads, a recruiting ad for $500 a month. I knew I made $1,000 for every recruit that I brought in my base shop. I didn't care. Some of them went full time. Some of them didn't, whatever. At the end, if I did 300 recruits, I'd make $300,000. I knew that. So if I was spending $500 a month and I at least got one recruit out of it, okay, and then I knew for every one recruit, I'd get a couple more recruits out of it. So one, if I got a 500, if it only got one a month, then that was spending 500. I made 1,000 plus everything else they did. And so I ran that ad for 10 years. The phone would ring and I'd recruit people and I did that. And I did it all forever until finally nobody read the newspaper. Already changed. So the point being is I just kept out there. So this is the Parthenon strategy. The idea is that your revenue, most business rely on one marketing approach to grow. All right. They're standing on the end of the diving board about to fall over. And when, what happens when the one approach becomes less effective? Your business goes away, right? I'll give you a perfect example. I got a friend of mine, he's made a lot of money, entrepreneur, that kind of deal. And he was selling alarm systems. All right. Had a big sales force, making a ton of money doing it. And when the no call, they did it all through 100% through telemarketing, ran phone rooms, all that stuff. And then the no call list came in. Basically, that was his only system. His business got destroyed and they had to totally revamp the way they did it. All right. So now the guy's got all these different areas that he does because, I mean, he was a business guy. So what happens is you've got a few different things, but all it takes is one big idea. Okay. And then what happens to your business when you've got 10 ideas that are producing? That's the Parthenon strategy. So you start looking, you say, well, the power of Parthenon is you got all these things. You need to be looking and saying, okay, I'm going to pick up 5% from here, 10% from here, 2% from here, and I'm going to just add a little bit, and then I'm going to make it more of my referral system. And that's what the idea behind this. We're going to get more into that next week. All right. With that being said, I'm going to take a break and bring on my panelists. And woo, here we go. It's Tuesday morning.
Woo. Hey,
what about it, buddy?
Hey, man. I was listening there about 15 minutes ago, and I was just thinking, what would have this sounded like, 5 years ago to us? You talk about change and really embracing the future. This is really, really exciting. I think of John Lavin at the beginning of the year. He said, I made a decision this year. I'm going to stop looking in the past to find answers for my future, because we are in this whole new era, this new world. We're in the digital age. And the concepts that you're laying out here and the innovation of Sales Team Pro that, soon landing pages for different products and services and just ways that we can be marketing ourselves so that we build a Parthenon, so that we have all these different avenues that we can be marketing. And I do think there's a lot to be said for, kind of presenting the idea that it does cost $1,500 to get licensed, and I think that people, there's a lot of people then that perceive more value that way. I mean, certainly it's great that then, we have programs that compensate and take care of that, but it is interesting. We have to be careful not to cheapen this. Hey, it's only $99. Well, if it's only $99, and it might not be worth much. So, and the only other thing that I would add when you were making that, list of kind of change, embracing change, and it's making sure that we change the way that we talk. Donald Miller in his book, Story Brand, he said, business is all the way that you talk, or actually the words that you put in print. Okay. Either one, but the way you talk about your business. And I just want to challenge people, keep rethinking. I actually took some time this last week and started typing out more ways that I could have a new person communicate this business to someone else. I love talking about our financial needs analysis. It's like a GPS, but it's for your money. It shows you how to get from where you are to where you want to go. We provide technology and tools that are free to the consumer. We're making access to great resources that help people build and protect wealth like never before by leveraging technology, just using the word like fintech. It's like a new movement. Our goal is to help 100 million families in the next 10 years achieve or discover and reach their financial independence number. Just different language that's exciting, that resonates with where people are at. And so anyway, thank you for leading the charge. I mean, this is just all of this, the Parthenon, I built my life around that since the time you shared that with me all those years ago. It made all the sense in the world. If all you're going to do is rely on one way of marketing yourself, good luck. You're going to have success temporarily and then get crushed.
You know, I had a guy call me this over the weekend, and we talked last night, and he said, do you think it's a good idea to get a place in the mall, okay, over Christmas? And he's telling me about it. And I said, you know, I mean, we got 40,000 leads one Christmas. I sit there and I said, man, you know, I think that all of our prospects during November and you know, the Thanksgiving to Christmas are at the mall, and everybody's whining and complaining they don't have any leads. And we paid $12,000 20 years ago to rent that. How about that, guys? $12,000. We had 40 people or something like that, paid $300 a piece. And we worked that thing for like 6.5 weeks and had mall hours from like 10 to 10. But we got 40,000 leads of people filling out forms, guys, think about that. 40,000 to start. We got 40,000 people that said mark stuff when the majority of Primerica people were sitting there saying, when nobody's home, all right, nobody's setting appointments, all right, and what do we got? 40,000. Is that crazy? All right, who's next? Comments. Ray, what's up,
bud? Hey, brother. I'm Kay.
Oh, there you go. It barely showed. It showed for a minute. Now it's not showing. I don't know.
I saw it. I saw it first. Oh, there we go.
There you go. I need to see that. You need to send that to me, man. We'll post that thing.
Dude, check this out, man. Check this out. May 15th and 16th by Roy L. Matlock Jr. The first thing you got on there, right, what we're talking about right now, page 3. Okay. And the first thing you got is marketing. Marketing, brother. Okay. Yep. We go on. This is like 30 something pages on page 17. All the stuff you're talking about right now. Okay. On page 17, you got sales and prospecting. Number one, trade shows. Christmas, right? Telemarketing. Dean, you're right. If we had this 5 years ago, this guy was putting this thing down in 1996. Trade shows, telemarketing, newspaper, seminars. That's what you got on here, okay? And the other thing that I love on here, on page 31, the key to big success at level 4 is your staff. You're talking about Lucas being with you and, you know, Brie and Kristen and all that. They protect you from the issues that keep you from seeing, developing, and selling the big vision. So spend some money in the areas that there is no limit to in your opportunity. That's just a few of the things. But I will, yes, man,
send it to me, man. I'm sure I bet I got it somewhere. Hey, one thing I want to say too, Ray, that it's documented.
Yes.
So, guys, one of the most important things you can do in your business is document how you do your business. Then what that does is you can hand it to someone who's motivated, all right, and they can go do it. I want to get people independent of me, not dependent on me, independent of me, all right? And the way you do that is you give them, you know, one of the best parts about Sales Team Pro is We recorded everything. Anybody that, if somebody wants to do the business right now, realistically, and they're a madman like all of us are that get big, they could come in here. I think there's upwards of 200 and something hours of good training, all right, that they can watch and listen to. You know, Lucas has the podcast. So you can listen, you can watch. Anyway, but yeah, that's cool, man. I need to, anything else?
Hey, Roy, it's Dave Deal.
Hey, Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. Hey, yeah, and I just totally agree. I mean, we took the coaching from Dean Francis on the book Story Brand, and we just did about an 8-week study on it of just rolling it out to the team and having them go through it too. And just, again, different way of thinking about marketing and marketing yourself into the new age here. And then, like you said, the a lot of the old ways work too. I mean, we've added all kinds of seminars to our system, from education seminars to debt seminars to women and money to, you know, client appreciation to church seminars, the whole thing. And then making relationships as well with attorneys and CPAs and, you know, being the, as you said, the go-to person for that. So just embracing everything that you're rolling out right now and just rethinking it into the modern world here, because, you know, it's no longer an overhead transparency world that a lot of us grew up in. And so it's now going to the next level. So
thanks. And Dave, I have to say this, back in the days, I bought I spent $1,000 on these tricked out overhead projectors. All right. And I just cleaned my office out, and I actually took that overhead and threw it in the dumpster. How about that? All right. After all these years. All right. And it still worked. And, but anyway, very good. Yeah, you're right. And what you have to do, guys, you got to realize that I'm going to give you another little thought on marketing. If you think about the way a big company today, what they do, anytime you see television, or if you hear radio, or you hear any traditional, what we call traditional advertising, that would be direct mail, all those kind of things. They're driving those people to the internet. Then the internet, they capture, and then they follow up, and that's what Sales Team Pro does. So when you're pushing things, what you got to realize is the database is the key element. Okay, to this, so I'll give you another little thought. An active email address has a residual value of about $125. Okay, so if your business, if you go out, there's done all these studies, so that means that if you have 1,000 names, you can multiply that times $125, and that means your database is worth about $125,000. And so what happens is companies, you know, when they get valued, their data, okay, the ease of data and stuff like that has a lot of residual value. But you can go in and says, what if you want to Google it and look at Direct Marketing Association, say, what is an email, an active email address worth? Okay, and it changes in different industries, but our industry is going to be on the upper end, so about $125. So every time you're getting a new name, think, I just got me another $125 in there. Okay. And the more engagement you get, you have that kind of stuff, because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, there, you know, people are going to call you. I mean, I can tell you right now, this guy that I meet today, I mean, he opens all my emails. He's been doing it for years. I've been doing this for 10 years with emails. So anyway, next, who else? Any comments?
I got something, Roy.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck.
I didn't know that you were a Greek god, man. You're a Parthenon builder.
That's it. Well, I'm a thief. Okay. That's a J. Abraham deal.
Yeah, I know, but that's good. So I just want to say two things. First of all, you know, Primerica has changed because of this pandemic, and Primerica had to figure out different ways to market itself, which is beautiful. And I remember when I first met you, I spent about 3 days. I took my key guys down, and we met you, and we followed you for 3 days. In your office. And at the end of this thing, you had your team meeting, and I'm sitting there next to you. And I said, Roy, I got all this stuff. I got a stack of notes. What should I do first? And you looked at me and you said, do everything.
That was your exact answer. You said do everything. So even back then, this was probably in the 90s, you said do everything. And so I just appreciate all the stuff you do. Just want to say that.
You know, I see your comment up there. It says, you know, most businesses today have one-weighted market, then COVID sank them, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, we got some of the great, I would imagine in Primerica right now, you can go talk to people and ask them how they're doing since COVID came. And I guarantee you, I know you got some people saying it's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And the others are going to be sitting there sucking their thumb thinking it's the worst thing that ever happened. Quite frankly, I think it's the greatest thing ever happened. Let me give you a little number here, guys. Zoom, which we utilize all the time, the stock was at $59 in January. It closed at $327 or something like that yesterday. Isn't that crazy? 400 million users. So what does that mean? We realistically, if we think about it, we could do a webinar and have how many people that are, there's 400 million users. Isn't that crazy? So anyway, thanks, Chuck. Any other comments? Anybody else we got here?
Hey, Roy, how are you?
What's up, big man?
How's it going, buddy?
Good, good.
What I would say is, we have the examples like you, Dean. We got everybody on this call here listening. And, you guys have built the blueprint. All we got to do is follow it. And the Sales Team Pro for everybody, there's about 300 people on here. It just eliminates a lot of the problems that we all had 20 years ago. And, focusing on different things like Dean started talking about recruiting business owners and different people that have credibility. And since the pandemic, we started doing that and just talking to people that are a lot more credible. And they're coming in, man. It's just, and they see the Sales Team Pro. They see the system, the marketing system, and it makes it so much easier because we don't have to think, man. We just got to use this stuff. And, if you use it and you apply yourself and you work and you pay attention, and you get into a cycle of doing the things that you're supposed to do on a daily basis, it's not that hard. It's just that consistency that you just need to keep following up. And it's amazing what's going on right now, because we could work less, make more, have less overhead, and just compound. And I mean, you think about that thing coming this next couple Saturdays, we're going to have the best of the best talking about prospecting ideas. You couldn't do that yourself. And this system, you know, I noticed that you're not tired. I'm not tired. Like a lot of people using this stuff, we're not tired and we're more energized, more energy than I've ever had. I got 6 directs in. I've never done 6 directs in the last 15 years. And it's just because of using the system. So amazing stuff.
And the cool part about it, we could never put together training without, like this. I mean, people get tired of hearing. I mean, the same people that say, hey, y'all got a lot of ideas. Hey, listen to this. Moran just put on here. Listen to this. Zoom stock is up $124 a share right now today, up 38%, okay, today to $449. I'm just looking at it. And you wonder, hey, and you realize, guys, if you're engaged with us, do you understand? I know how to do Zoom. We know how to use Zoom. Right? We got our customer. I mean, think about that. We're excited about it. All right. And I mean, you think that isn't an indicator of what we're doing is on the right track. The only thing I hate is that, I was scared of it. I was telling Angela yesterday, I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of scared of it now that it just, went up to 308 after being at 60 and then went up $125 today. Unbelievable. All right. Who else we got? Anybody else? Comments? Anybody?
Hey, Roy, do I get to say something?
Yes, Steve, you are the man.
Hey, this is from my perspective. I've known a lot of wealthy people in my years. I'm not going to say how many. But the half a dozen guys that are up at the top of the screen that I've personally talked to, the wealthy people that I talk to have been snooty and all that, but you guys, will talk to anybody and give out your knowledge for free. And anybody that's not taking advantage of that needs to rethink their priorities. That's just my feelings.
That's coming from the brains behind Sales Team Pro right there. How about that? Very good. I agree with you, Steve. I mean, that's the uniqueness that we have right here in Primerica. I see Ed, are you
Yeah, I'm unmuted because I got a little something to say.
All right, say something, man.
You know, I'm sitting here just listening to you guys. It's fascinating to be a part of this and continue to learn. I mean, it's exciting. But the observation I want to make is, you remember the days way back we were encouraged to think and grow rich, which you had to form a mastermind group, you know, and what you tried to do is get some bright heads together and talk about plans, and you helped each other and that kind of thing. Guys, you know, we don't talk about this, but we're sitting right now, all company, all people present, and those who we represent. This may be the ultimate mastermind group I've ever been a part of, and I think you know, so many different ideas, so many ways to do this business, but to be able to bring it together like this group has done, headed up by you, Roy, but there's a lot of bright minds in this group. And it's fascinating to me. And what I do, by the way, you might wonder, well, where do you take this, Ed? I think I mentioned to you before, we've got, I think we're now about 145 RVPs, probably about 70% of those are what I'd call breathing and working in the business in a serious way. I take everything I learned here and take it out to the troops in some form or another. Most of it is just duplicating, just passing on what you guys have created. But there's no way to measure this, but I'm thankful to be a part of this ultimate mastermind group here with STP.
Yeah, I mean, it really is everything. I mean, I just sit here and I can't wait. What we're going to do on the kickoff meeting with 150 ideas, it's going to blow people. It's going to be the greatest prospecting tape that's ever been. I saw Arlie. Hey, Arlie, did you I saw you came up there and I threw that up.
Hey, yeah, I've been on the road 3 weeks, so I missed the last couple, but I've been talking a lot to our people and encouraging them to tie in. I believe what Ed said is exactly right. This is the greatest mastermind group I've ever been part of, and I want to compliment you and all the other great leaders, because this is something that if you aren't watching what's happening to Primerica and what's happening to the group that are on Sales Team Pro, I mean, we are leading the charge when it comes to that Parthalon and all of the different lines of business that are recurring income. I mean, it's absolutely stunning when I look at our team and the people that are plugging in, the people who want help. There is nothing like this to plug into. And so I just have to say, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened. And I just hope that everybody continues to go out there and start over every day. I mean, this is a do-over every day, because you can open up your mind and your brain, take the elastic rings off your brain and start thinking in terms of a solution-based business. We'll bring in more and more products to create the solution for financial independence. In the last few weeks, I've visited a lot of our clients. My very first client was my brother-in-law. I just visited him in Ontario and Emo. Started with a $20,000 check in 1988. And has $1 million saved up and has been retired 5 years and has never even dented his money as he lives a great life. And so all I can say is, you could, you know, I'm heading back home now. I'm going to be seeing some more of our wealthy clients that have called, said, you know, we got to get some more money and we got to transfer some stuff. I'm finding that more and more people, because of the communication we're doing through Sales Team Pro, and the fact that we're sending out campaigns and we've got our high net worth clients we're communicating more with, they're just popping up with referrals every single day. So all I can say is, hey, if you're not plugging in, if you're not staying plugged in and just consistently being plugged in, then people are only getting half the value out of Sales Team Pro. But I just am a big, big believer that your consistency, your example is just unbelievable. And I just want to thank you for that, and for all the other great leaders that just are consistently plugging in and sharing the great ideas, because this is the greatest mastermind that's ever been around. I hope I'm coming through all right. I'm out of your organization and a part of this great mastermind group. We're going to stay with it. So thanks, Roy.
Hey, very good, Arlie. Yes, we came. You came through, and I totally agree. And guys, what you want to do every day? I want you to think in terms of, and I'm gonna do one thing here to kind of finish up. I want you to think in terms of read, listen. You know, you got podcasts, you got all this stuff. Start getting that mindset that you can always get better. I would encourage you, if you really want to, you know, if you're not a golfer, it doesn't matter, but look up Faraday and listen to Kenny G interview. I'm telling you, I've said this before, but Kenny G, great, you know, saxophone, incredible. And guess what he does? He practices 2 hours every day, and he said he spends over a year practicing before he would ever do it in front of a crowd. How about that? He said it takes him 6 months to get on his new stuff, to get his hands and his fingers feeling right, that kind of deal. And this guy, that's why he's the best. So I'm going to show you real quick where you need to go to really learn, all right, what's going on. So one is resources. If you're trying to figure this out, go to the resource page. On the resource page, every single thing pretty much. I mean, if you look back here, guys, how far this goes back. If you learn something today, look where we go all the way back to, okay? Isn't that something? That January, December 2018. What about that? So, and you can see how this thing's evolved, but these are all of the Tuesdays. We also include the Fast Start webinar, the kickoff, and all this kind of stuff. And you can go right in there, optimizing your business. There you go. So here's what I would say now. If you look at that and look at all of the different things, you know, back in April, the corona vaccine, I mean, all the kickoff meetings, look at all this stuff. We got so much of it. Okay, so we got that. Okay, so you can go right there and you can find it. Let me give you some more things on this resource page. Let me go back. All right, if you come down here, okay, you've got phone scripts. Okay, this is Bree on the phone. She keeps me busy, that kind of deal. These are some things if you can plug into if you want to answer in service. You got all these kind of things going on. You go right through here. Okay, these are all your access to financialgrowth.biz. If you go right there, the password is recruit. And look what all you get in there. We got, let's do this, recruit, and you go right there, and look, you got all these kind of things. These are all your text message shortcuts that you can use. Look at this. I mean, you've got all kinds of things in there, videos, recruiting. So if you want to speed up there, just go to that. So that's your resource tab. You also have subscribe to the webinars that are all of our stuff is being put on podcast. So all you do is you do that. So every one of these are in there. Then if you want to learn how to use the system, you go right here. And these are videos. Lucas has put together all these videos on how to use, you know, how to log in. You know, you want to add a contact, send to multiple contacts at once, how to search. There it is right there. It's a video on all of it. You can even speed it up and listen fast, put it on 2 times, and it talks quicker, but it doesn't. Okay, you got that. You can go over here. If you want to learn what all is available in the form of campaigns, you go to your campaigns. You can see everything that there is, each one of these tabs, show you everything that's happening. Steve, what do I mean we got going out this weekend, Labor Day?
Oh, as far as emails?
Yeah. You got any idea?
I think just a little over 300,000.
How about that, guys? 300,000 of these are going to happen. Isn't that something? All right. 300,000 are going to go out this weekend. Is that cool or what? And we'll have, you know, about 65,000 that'll open. The ones that don't open, by the way, if they don't open your email, it's brand advertising, and they spend about 150% more than somebody that's not getting an email on a lifetime value of a customer. That's how it works. And you say, what do I mean by that? Well, what it means is that when you're sending it out there, they don't look, they don't open, but they see, And then 6 months later, they go back in their emails and they say, what was it I was looking for? Roy Matlock sent. They call you, they book an appointment, and they invest their inheritance. That's how this thing works. And if you really think through it, that's what this is all about. That's why you want to be thinking every time you put add a contact in, you're adding $125 of back end market value to your business. You start thinking that way. Every time you get 10 names, I just added $1,000 on the back end. You say, well, does it really happen? All I can tell you is this. If you see my calendar every week, hey, Bree, are you still there? Bree, I see you there. Bree. Is she not hearing me? All right. I was going to let her, we have an unlimited list of people because we've got, hey, Bree.
I'm right here.
How many calls do we get each week, do you think, inbound?
I'm sorry, you cut out. Could you repeat that?
I said, how many inbound calls do you think I'm getting now?
Inbound calls. Probably about 10 a day, at least, to 20.
Okay, so I get 10 to 20 inbound calls a day. And what are they calling about?
Oh, they're calling because either their insurance is coming to term, they heard about you through somebody else, referral, and they're wanting to get advice on investing. They want to contribute more, just a variety of reasons.
Yeah, and you end up booking me pretty solid Monday and Tuesday, right? We do it every week. I mean, and then we get so many, then we have to do some Saturdays occasionally. Right. And then last week, you didn't even know this, but I was I didn't book golf. I was going to play golf, and anyway, I'm driving down the road, and I had three of them pop up. And I did, guys, I did two phone calls on the way and did two end of terms while I was on the phone, and they sent me the stuff. How about that? Driving down the road. And I figure, you know, I mean, it's crazy. But so bottom line is what, and you're sending out, what are you doing each week to prompt things too?
So I call on your follow-ups every day. I call on birthdays. I go into Primerica online and I check on the end of terms coming up, and I've got a spreadsheet for that. And I try to call on those ahead of time so they're not calling in when they get the letter. Just to let them know it's coming to term and that you're here to answer questions or get them into a different plan if they'd like to do that. I'm returning the calls. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So guys, this is what happens if you start doing this. And Bree goes all the way back. How long ago when you first got started with Definite? That was like
2009 or 2010.
Yeah. So we go all the way back, and then she moved to Oregon. And because of the way the internet is now and the way we can do things, we haven't seen each other in years, right? I mean, it's been years. And but we communicate just like this, and she's got, you know, works out of her house. So she's got that happening. And guys, this is why you want to go build a team. You want to go get great people on your team, teach them what to do. All right. And then what ends up happening is you have a great life. That's what it is. She gets to work at home with, you know, and be with her child. And so, and get to do what she wants to do. I get to do what I want to do. That's called winning, right? That's what we want to do. So anyway, thank you. All right, guys, we're done for the day. I will, we got this weekend, get people lined up the next few days, and everything is going to keep rocking. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. See you later.